Steve, what's impressed you about Jonathan Harrison? You guys have given him a lot of reps here.
Well, John's a young veteran player that's played some football in the NFL, and he's in here competing, and he's smart and tough, and I like where he's going.
You guys have been rotating quite a bit, the offensive linemen, at three separate positions, the two tackles and the center spot. At what point, though, do you think you guys need to have, like, your starters in place so they can learn to play together?
They learn every day. You know, we rotate the guys or you don't rotate the guys. Every day, those, you know, you're going to have I never have thought that was a big deal. I think, you know, we're trying to find the best five guys out there. And then whoever's going to be on the backups and every day we do stuff to do that. So that to me is we'll be fine wherever we decide to go with.
How many starting spots do you think are open on that line right now?
Five. Every day they got to compete. Every day they got to compete. And that's in my opinion that's the only way you get better.
You know. You don't see any guys in trench. Right now?
That's not my call. That's the head coach and the GM. I coach them, you know, and so every day we're out there competing and trying to get better every day.
What was your guys' thought process? Ben has played some right tackle in the past, but what was your thought process going into this camp with putting him almost exclusively at left and not mixing him in that rotation with Brent and Brandon at right?
Well, he's a left tackle by nature, and so he's over there competing with Beach and all the other young, you know, Javarius and all the guys over there at left tackle. Can he go over and play right? Absolutely. Absolutely. If we need to, you know, so, we'll cross that bridge if it comes to that. But, Ben's had, he had the knee back in OTAs and he's had a good camp. He's had a good camp.
What closer things there at right tackle in your mind?
Right tackle?
Yeah.
That's a head coach question. I mean, you know, I like where we're at, Quali and Shell and young Ben Braden, all those guys, they're competing their ass off. Excuse my French, but they're doing exact. They've had a good camp, and we'll see where it goes here in the next 10 days. You know, and get ready to go play Buffalo.
Todd said the other night that you guys didn't, or the offensive line didn't really give Christian Hackenberg a chance. What specifically do you see that you guys need to do better?
Everything. Got to do everything better. You know, it's preseason. We've got a lot of things that we got to continue to do and get better because right now we're you know, every day we're getting, you know, whether it's run blocking, whether it's protection, whether it's whatever it is, screen blocking, it's a constant process of getting it right. So when we get to the game planning of each and every week, you know, we're better at that.
You believe you have the guys there, though, to have a
I love this year. Group. This is a good bunch of guys we got. These are tough, smart, hardworking. Absolutely. I'm absolutely. I think, you know, I don't make predictions, so I'm not going to make predictions, but I'm fired up about this group. This is a good football. These guys are good football players.
How has Shell progressed from last year? And
Brandon has come light years from last year. Brandon has had a very good camp. He's worked. If you've seen him physically, he's changed his body physically. Mentally, he's getting better and better, and he's more confident, and, he's right there in the mix.
When a quarterback comes to the line of scrimmage and they start adjusting the protection call, how much of that is, like Christian and Wesley are in there, how much of the protection adjustment is Wesley Johnson at center or compared to the quarterback?
Now, I'm not going to tell you that. Why would I tell you that?
Well, I'm just saying, like, from a football standpoint.
From a football, it's all of them working together.
Okay.
You know, because that, I'm not going to tell you how we do it. That's just giving cannon fodder to the other side.
So it's different then for different teams? It's not like a known set thing.
Just depends on what team you're on.
What have you seen from Wesley so far, and how has he progressed?
Wes has progressed well. Wes has had he's in a competition, and he's played, he's worked in at center and some guard, and he's had a good camp. He's gotten bigger and stronger. You know, I like where Wes is at. You know, so he's a good football player now. He played some very good football for us last year, and I want him to be better this year. And he can be, because he was a good player for us last year, and he can be a better player. The sky's the limit for that kid.